The KQ 92 Morning Show.
Richard. Hello.
Hello.
There he is. Perfect.
Happy holiday.
Richard.
My friends Tom and Terry. Hey, happy holidays.
Richard, you missed my big promo.
What do you mean?
I just said one of our favorite guests.
Well, you want to play it again?
Okay, I'll just do it again. You ready?
Okay. All right, let's act like I have not gotten on the show yet.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so you just act like I'm on hold.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite guests of all time on the KQ Morning Show, Mr. Holidays himself, Richard Simmons.
Uh-huh. Was that it?
What do you mean, was that it? That was a great promo.
I mean, it sounded like you were selling carpet.
Well, that's a joke.
Introduction, jeez.
It sounded like you were selling some clothes at some department store.
Yeah, you're
I thought
right.
I meant more to you than that.
Well,
but
you
no,
do.
It's, ladies and gentlemen, it was like at a funeral.
I
thought I was at a Vita.
I love you, Richard. You know that. I love Richard Simmons, ladies and gentlemen, because...
Happy. Look what's going to happen. Thanksgiving's coming up. What are you doing?
I'm just going to hang out with my lovely family.
Terry, what are you doing?
I'm going to roll around in a French silk pie and eat turkey drumsticks and stuffing.
Gee, Terry, thanks for sharing that with me. That was really lovely.
You're welcome.
I was hoping more of a table with napkins, flowers, you know. The average American is going to gain 1 to 3 pounds in one day Thursday.
Honestly, God.
They get up in the morning and promise themselves they're not going to do it.
Right.
They have a nice, healthy breakfast. They have a little nice lunch. But when they get to Thanksgiving dinner, they don't take that prayer seriously. And when you say a prayer and you bless that food belongs to him now. That's not your food. So be careful.
Well, that's true.
You got to get your workout in.
It's a good point.
Don't you understand we're at an epidemic? I've been speaking all over the country for obesity in the workplace and at schools and hospitals and teaching classes. People are getting heavier.
They are.
The pies are getting bigger. Terry,
yes.
Have you seen the size of those drumsticks?
They're huge.
It's like prehistoric. It's like Disney drumstick.
Yeah.
It's true.
The butter sticks are the same, though.
Oh, no, they're not.
You've got to get motivated.
Training, they're not.
How have you done the whole year so far, Tom?
How have I done?
Yeah.
I'm the happiest today I've been in years. Things are wonderful.
Now, tell me why.
I just, the holiday season's coming up, and actually, it's a little windy, but it's a pretty nice day out.
And how is your health?
My health is wonderful. I have a wonderful doctor. Dr. Paul Olson takes very, very good care of me. He's a wonderful doctor. And
Are you eating healthy and exercising?
I'm exercising, and I eat healthy most of the time, yes.
No, it's not in your voice. You're going back into your voice that's selling a car.
I'm doing quite well, Mr. Simmons, actually.
Are you healthy? You taking care of yourself?
Fairly.
Oh, now you know what, guys?
This
year is your health.
I know, Richard, but
there will be 300,000 to 400,000 Americans that will not be at Christmas this year.
Oh, Richard, for God's sake. Nice talking to you.
You mean between now and then?
No, I'm talking about the whole year. People are in heaven having Thanksgiving, and they don't gain any weight, but we sit here, and we're not healthy, and, right now people who are listening are diabetics or high blood pressure or, so many, things that can happen.
You're loaded with holiday
cheer. Starting right now, you've got to get strong. You've got to get motivated.
Go to health.
You've got to.
Okay, Richard, let me ask you a question. So, I think this is a problem, and you have the answer, because, how much did you weigh at the most?
268 pounds.
And how much do you weigh now?
141.
Okay, so there you go. You've lost a buck 27.
Lost what?
A buck 27.
27 what?
A buck 27, 127 pounds.
Okay, a buck, let me write that down.
What are you?
I do this in Minnesota.
What do you think about?
A buck, okay, I got it.
Would you leave me alone, Richard?
What do you think of protein diets?
I'm not a diet basher, but, my philosophy for the last 31 years and how I lost the weight and how I teach people is balance. eating from all six food groups that God made and just watching your portions carefully. Because it's not all about losing weight. It's about, you know, keeping the weight off and being healthy and lowering your cholesterol and having a normal blood pressure and all of the things that are going to keep you alive longer.
All the experts are saying that carb counting thing comes back to haunt you.
Well, there is a lot of research now that says you could possibly get liver damage and other maladies of the body. But you know what? I believe in this. Number one, you have to like yourself. I don't care what you weigh.
Okay.
Number two, you've got to move your body and you have to sweat.
Right.
And number three, you got to watch your portions.
Okay,
now
wait a second.
That's the whole secret of this. There's no magic diet or magic pill.
But
you know
me,
that.
Let
if
me ask you a question.
If motivation, come to www.richardsimmons.com.
And I can be
get
slim
there,
and
you get some inspiration, motivation. You see some success stories, and you leave that site and go, I'm going to do it. I can lose weight. I can sit at that dining room table and behave myself and
Richard.
Not go home
Richard.
And lie there in bed like I'm a bowl of stuffing.
Richard,
huh?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I've asked you this before, but you don't drink alcohol.
No, I never did. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
I thought you did used to drink.
You know, a lot of people drink like that. Oh, they're heavy drinkers.
Well,
drink?
I heard you were out last night twilling it up with Glenn Campbell. Is that not
true? With who?
Glenn Campbell.
The Rhinestone Cowboy?
He is a lineman for the county.
And now he's in prison for a DUI.
I've never really had a drink in my life. Why don't
you help Brando?
Can I just get this in eventually?
Well, you must have some wine. Wait a minute. You're trying to say he's not.
I don't drink wine. I drink, you know what? I'm a water drinker, and most people aren't. Do you think you have 10 glasses of water a day carry you in the little bikini with the drumstick in your hand?
Yes, I drink water.
You do?
Yes.
Tom?
I drink tons of water.
Okay, I'd like to see both of you.
Let's go, buddy.
All right, 8 glasses. To get 8 glasses and put 8 to 10 ounces of water in each glass and sit there and let me see you all day long and see if you could drink that much water.
I have a 30.
Everyone says how much water they drink, but you know what? The well is dry. The body gets dehydrated.
And so is your whip.
Sick.
No, but anyway. I have a 33-ounce bottle of water sitting in the refrigerator here at the station as we speak.
Oh,
if you have two of those a day, you're covered. What are you, cracked?
Amber. Huh?
Richard.
What?
I want to get this in very quickly because I know you're a busy man. You got to go. Being 268 pounds, you used to sit there and please yourself by eating big meals and you never drank.
Yeah.
But some people drink. How did you break that thought process where if I feel terrible, I have to make myself feel better by eating? How did you
because
break that
I
thought?
I had to either decide if I was going to live or die. And I wanted to live. That's why God made me. So I could be the aerobic Johnny Appleseed, and I could be the court jester in America and make people happy.
You're not a court jester.
Oh, I am.
No,
I'm
you're
a clown
not.
To make
you're
people
not
have
a
fun.
Clown.
Come to the website, richardsimmons.com. Get some motivation. Tom and Terry, I wish you and your families a very healthy and happy holiday season.
Thank you, Richard. We love it.
Happy holidays!
Thanks a lot. Richard, help out Marlon Brando and Jerry Lewis.